家下午好。
Good afternoon。
刚才这个诗歌呢，是唱到了主的再来。
The hymn we just sang is talking about the Lord's second coming。
所以我们都知道呢，当主耶稣升天之后。
We know that when our Lord Jesus ascended on the heaven。
历世历代的圣徒们都盼望着有一天主能够回来。
In the past history, generation to generations, we all longing for the Lord's return.
每一代的圣徒们都想。
Every generation, the believers have that desire.
是不是我们就能看到主的再来
？And are we the generation we can truly see the Lord's coming?
所以我们也不例外。
So same as us.
所以很多弟兄们也说呀，我们可能会看到主的再来。
Many brothers said, in our generation, we may have a chance to see our Lord again.
感谢主，主没有告诉我们他什么时候回来。
We thank the Lord, He did not tell us when He's going to be back.
他只告诉我们呀，我们在地上应该做一些事情。
He only told us what we should do on this earth.
所以呢，一方面我们盼望着主的再来。
One hand, we are hoping that Lord's coming.
但是我们也不忘记主给我们的托付。
But we cannot forget the commandment by the Lord.
尤其是如果我们的心里真的盼望主能够快来的时候。
Especially if in deeply in our heart we are longing for the Lord's coming.
我们更不能忘记主给我们的托付是什么。
Then we really shouldn't forget the commission by the Lord.
所以在这样的时候。
Therefore, in this time,
弟兄们觉得呢，我们应该回头再看一看我们当初是从哪里开始的。
The brothers made a decision that we should look back where we should start it.
所以们弟兄们决定呢，我们在今年这段时间呢，我们一起来分享一下福音的基础。
Then the brothers have made a decision that we're gonna look in the beginning of this year the basic and the foundation of the gospel.
所以呢，我们决定呢，就跟大家我们一起分享加拉太书。
So we made the decision to share the book of Galatians.
那么上一次我们的弟兄已经分享了一次加拉太书的概论。
Last week our brother David have shared a little bit about the topic of the Galatians.
然后弟兄们委托我呢，今天跟大家分享第一章第一节到第十节。
And brothers wanted me to share with you for the chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们今天就读到第十节。
We only read verse 1 to verse 10.
我除了上班的时间之外呢，我就是拼命的准备。
Beside my working time, I prepared this message so hard.
但是还是觉得这个智慧不够。
Still, I don't feel I have enough wisdom.
所以我觉得呢，我不可能把这段讲得呀生动有趣。
I don't have a feeling that I can share with you with very interesting manner.
所以我开始之前有个小小的请求啊。
So before we start, I have a little bit request.
尽管下午都比较困了哈。
Even though we all tired in the later afternoon.
所以你们尽量别睡着了。
Please try to keep awake.
尽量啊，就醒着。
Yeah. Do your best to make yourself awake.
因为讲到福音呢，确实是特别的重要。
Come to the gospel, it is very important.
这是因为我们得救，我们生活的根基。
Because this is the foundation of our salvation and our life.
如果我们第一步就走错了的话
，if our first step is wrong,
对我们生命、对我们生活都会有影响。
Our life and our Christian life will be affected.
所以一会儿我看到你睡着的时候，我下去叫你啊。
If I saw you close your eyes, I will come and get you.
我们还是先读一下，第一节到第十节。
Let's read the verse from chapter 1 to verse 10.
我们一起来读。做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督，与叫他从死里复活的父神，和一切与我同在的众弟兄。写信给加拉太的各教会，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿们。 我希冀你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢呢？讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。所以呢，我今天的这个分享信息题目叫做基督的仆人。
So today's topic, what I share with you is the servant of Christ.
所以呢，一共分了三个部分。
I have three parts.
从第一个部分讲到使徒的职分。
First part is talking about the ministry of the apostle.
那么第二段讲到使徒的责备。
The second part is the rebuke of the apostles.
那么第三段讲到做基督的仆人。
And the third one is the servant of Christ.
那么毕竟是这是加拉太书前面的一个开篇的时候。
In the very first beginning of this book, Galatians.
我想借着这样的一条线。
Through this line,
把几个重要的点给大家点出来。
I'd like to share a very few important points for you.
这样我们在以后的这样的信息当中呢，大家再慢慢的进入更深的细节里面去。
In the future, we can get into more details.
所以这里面会讲到什么是使徒。
So here we're going to talk about what is the apostle.
为什么耶稣基督叫主耶稣基督
？Why Jesus is so called the Lord Jesus Christ?
那么什么是福音
？What is the gospel？
那福音的内容是什么
？What's the content of the gospel？
为什么福音就必须是这个纯正的福音
？Why this gospel has to be pure？
那福音的来源
？What's the source of the gospel？
好，基本是这样的几个点哈。
That's the few points I would like to share with you。
那么，如果我们读过保罗书信的话。
If you have read the letters of Paul,
那么基本上呢，保罗都在这封信开始的时候
，most times in the beginning of the letter,
他会说自己是使徒。
Paul would identify he is an apostle.
那么有几本书是例外的。
A few books are different.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书在那里面他没有说他是
In the book of Thessalonians, and he did not identify he is an apostle.
为什么
？Why？
因为那是保罗最先写的两封书信。
Because that was the first letters Paul wrote.
因为只要他把书信寄到帖撒罗尼迦的地方
，If he sent the letters to the Thessalonians,
不用他自己说他是谁
，He does not need to say who he was.
那里的弟兄们都知道保罗就是使徒。
Brothers knew that Paul is an apostle.
哎，等到写后来接着写哥林多前后书的时候
，When he wrote the book of Corinthians,
哎，他就要轻轻的说一下，说哎，使徒保罗。
Then he has to identify he is an apostle.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为就有一些人那个时候就出来说，保罗不是使徒。
Because in that time, some people came out and pointed Paul was not an apostle.
那么还有一本书叫《腓立比书》，我们先前分享过的。
Another book is called Philippians.
我们知道腓立比教会跟保罗的关系非同寻常。
We have read before the Philippians, the Christians in Philippians have a very different relationship with Paul.
所以保罗也不需要自称我是使徒。
Paul do not need to identify his apostle.
因为是很清楚的。
Because it's so clear.
但是在加拉太书呢
，but
不太一样。
But in the book of Galatians, it's a little bit different.
不但他自称是使徒
，not only he call himself an apostle.
他是在这里强调他的使徒的身份。
He's addressed his apostleship.
那为什么呢
？Why？
我们都知道哈，是当时有些人说呀，保罗不是使徒。
We know that in that time, many people said Paul is not an apostle.
那么什么是使徒呢
？So So what is apostle?
从使徒的原意上说，就是被差遣出去做工的人。
Apostle means one who is sent with a commission.
那么更准确的说，那是神派遣出去做神工作的人。
More accurately, that's sent by God to do God's work.
我们知道，耶稣在地上的时候。
We know that when Jesus was on the earth.
他有十二个门徒。
He had 12 apostles.
叫做十二使徒。
He had 12 disciples. It's called 12 apostles.
所以，耶稣派遣他们出去工作。
Jesus sent them out to work.
所以他们是使徒。
Then they are apostles.
我们知道中间有一个人，他在恩典中堕落了。
We know that one had fallen from the grace.
那么另有一个人叫马提奥，他就接上来了。
Another person called Matthias and replaced his apostle.
那这是十二使徒。
That is among the 12 apostles.
那么使徒不仅仅是十二使徒。
The 12 apostles are not just 12 apostles.
那么还有更多的使徒被神派遣出去工作。
Many apostles have sent by God to work.
那么保罗就是其中的一个。
Paul is the one among these.
那么我们今天读圣经的时候。
So today, when we read the Bible,
我们读到《使徒行传》里面。
We read the book of Acts.
那么读到第十三章。
When we read the Acts chapter 13.
当安提阿教会的那些弟兄们。
When the church in Antioch, the brothers in Antioch.
派遣保罗跟巴拿巴出去的时候。
Sent Paul and Barnabas to preach the gospel.
所以他们出去是圣灵的差遣。
They sent by the Holy Spirit.
这圣经里说的。
This is in the Bible.
那到第十四章的时候。
In the chapter 14.
他们在做工的时候。
When they work.
那么这圣经在里面明明的就讲到了。
And the Bible clearly said.
就是他们是使徒。
They are apostles.
而且他们两个是使徒门。
They are apostles.
所以是神差遣出去做工的。
So it's sent by God to work.
所以他们可能。跟一般的做工的人有点不太一样。
They might a little bit different from the other workers.
他们不但传福音。
They not only preach gospel.
他们要建立教会。
They have to establish the church.
他们要坚固教会。
Strengthen the churches.
他们要传讲神的话。
Preach the word of God.
所以说圣经里讲，教会是建立在使徒和先知的根基上的。
So in the Bible said the church was established upon the apostles.
所以从这个角度说，那么狭义上的这个使徒呢，就是在圣灵时代教会刚刚建立初期的。
From this narrow point, the early church is based on the apostles' preach.
我们今天有圣经，我们知道，打开圣经一看，我们知道保罗是使徒。
Today we have a Bible. We can open the Bible and see, oh, Paul is apostle.
在保罗那个年代。
In Paul's time,
圣经新约圣经还没有装订成册呢。
There's no New Testament.
所以有些人就质疑保罗的身份。
Some of the people is quite questioned about Paul's position.
有人说保罗他没有跟随过耶稣。
Some people questioned and Paul have never followed Christ.
就是耶稣在地上的时候呢，保罗没有亲身的直接跟随过耶稣做他的门徒。
That means when Jesus was on the earth, Paul did not have a chance personally with Jesus.
因为这一点呢，是当时很多人来看什么是使徒的一个标准。
Because that is the standards among that time people to judge who are apostles.
我们今天知道保罗遇见过耶稣。
Today we know that Paul had met.
但那个时候可能很多人不知道。
But in that time, many people do not know.
那么还有一些是反对保罗的。
Have another group of people against Paul.
他说保罗其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
They said Paul was not very attractive. It's very rude in language.
看起来也不像个使徒的样子。
Does not look like apostle.
那么在这里呢，加拉太这个地方所面对的情况是说保罗他不传律法。
But here, they are facing the problem is Paul does not preach the law.
他传一个福音是什么呢？
He preached what kind of gospel then?
就说你只要相信耶稣，你就得救了。
Only when you believe in Jesus, you would be saved.
所以那些呢传律法的那些信徒们呢？
So the other the other believers who are preaching the law.
他们说保罗不是使徒。
They said, no, Paul is not the apostle.
不信你到耶路撒冷去看一看。
If you do not believe, you go to Jerusalem.
那里有最大的使徒。
They have a great apostle there.
他叫雅各。
His name is James.
雅各是主耶稣肉身的弟兄。
James is a brother of Jesus in physical.
他现在是最大的弟兄。
He's a great brother.
他是教会的柱石。
He's a pillar of the church.
他是传律法的呀。
He preached the law of Moses.
他是要守律法的呀。
He keeps the law.
那保罗他这样一个人。
And Paul.
跑到外邦人当中去。
And goes among the Gentiles.
去说你们不用守律法。
And said you do not have to keep the law.
所以在他们眼里这样是不对的。
In those people's eyes, Paul was not right.
所以保罗他不是使徒。
That's why they said Paul is not an apostle.
这是反对保罗的人的看法。
This is the opinion of people who are against Paul.
所以一开始保罗在这里分辨了做使徒的保罗。
That's why in the very beginning Paul emphasized apostle.
保罗必须坚持辩解他是使徒。
Paul have to defend he is an apostle.
不是为了显明他有这样的身份。
Not just to see because he has this apostleship.
我们都知道保罗他是一个已经放弃万事的人。
We know that Paul is giving up everything.
他看万事如粪土。
He treats everything as rubbish.
可能我们在意我们的名头。
Maybe we worried about our title.
我们是大牧师。
We are a great pastor.
我们是长老。
We are elder.
我们是什么什么弟兄。
We're some, famous brother.
但保罗不是为了这个目的。
But Paul was not for that purpose.
保罗来辩解他是使徒的目的就是来保证他所传的福音是纯正的。
Paul to defend his apostleship is to preach, to preach this gospel is a true gospel.
所以保罗说了保罗做使徒不是由于人也不是借着人。
That's why Paul said, Apostle sent not from man nor by man.
第一个不是由于人这个人呢这是一个复数的人。
In the first is not from man. The man is a plural.
这是表示不是由于众人来的。
That means not from a group of people.
用今天的话说。
Just as today's word.
不是众人通过选举出来的。
It's not from the election.
不是说一些弟兄们看说保罗呀，你真的很有能力。
It's not that because a group of brothers said, "Oh, Paul, you are very, you have a good ability."
所以呢，我们就推举你啊，你做我们的使徒。
Then we recommended you to be an apostle.
你带领我们向前。
You lead us forward.
保罗这里不是的。
Paul did not see that.
那第二个说也不是借着人。
Nor by man.
这个人是个单数的人。
The man here, M-A-N, is a singular.
就也不是从一个人那儿来的。
Not just by one man.
那么这个人到底是谁呢？
Who is that one man?
圣经里没有讲。
In the Bible, did not see it.
所以我也不知道。
So I do not know.
但是我们可以怎么讲？就是他不是由一个人来任命的。
But it's not just appointed by one person.
不是一个有权柄的人让保罗做使徒的。
It's not just one person who is powerful appointed him to be apostle.
可能会是说呀，我并不是说雅各让我做使徒，我就做的使徒。
Maybe here it said is Paul was appointed by James. That's why he's apostle.
因为那个时候。
Because that time,
可能有一些弟兄们出门的时候呢，都会拿着一些我们叫做介绍信。
Maybe that time, many brothers to going out and they have a letter of recommendation.
所以我们记得在哥林多后书里面，保罗跟那里的弟兄们讲的时候。
Then we remember in the second Corinthians and Paul said to his brother.
他说我不像那些弟兄们到你们当中来的时候，他们拿着他们的荐信就介绍信来的。
Paul said, I do not as same as the brothers who come to you with the letter.
那个介绍信呢，可能就出于某个有名望的弟兄。
That letter may come from a very powerful brother.
那我保罗不是的。
But my myself or not.
就是你们就是我的介绍信。
Yourself are our letter.
因为什么呀？
Why?
因为你们今天能够得救，是我保罗所传的福音给你们。
Because for you to be saved today, I preached the gospel to you.
这里不是夸耀保罗的工作。
It's not boast his work.
乃是说保罗所做的是神的工。
That said, Paul did a work for God.
说你们在心里，在我们的心里就做了介信。
That he said, in our heart, you are our letter.
因为保罗的工作是神的工作。
Because Paul's work is from God.
所以保罗使徒的职分呢，不是出于人的。
That's why Paul's apostleship is not from man.
所以保罗这里说了，乃是借着耶稣基督。
That is from the Jesus Christ.
这是一个借着耶稣基督。
From Jesus Christ.
还有另外一个。
Have another.
与叫他从死里复活的父神。
And who raised him from the dead and the Father, God the Father.
所以耶稣基督和父神。
So that is from the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father.
那么神为什么就偏偏选中了保罗呢？
Why God chose Paul?
保罗自己都说了呀。
Paul said himself.
他说我在罪人当中是个罪魁。
Among the sinners, I'm the worst.
那别人也说了，凭什么神选你做使徒呢？
The other people said, why God chose you to be an apostle?
这是恩典。
This is a grace.
这是恩典。
It's a grace.
那么恩典怎么来的呢？
How is grace come from?
从耶稣基督和父神那里。
From Jesus Christ and God the Father.
所以当我们提到耶稣基督的时候，
When we mentioned Jesus Christ,
我想借着这个机会跟大家分享一下，详细分享一下这个耶稣基督这四个字。
I'd like to share with you a little bit more about Jesus Christ.
我们知道神的儿子来到地上，
We know that when Son of God came on the earth,
他是道成肉身来到地上，
He is, took the form of the human being,
成为一个人，
become a human being.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is called Jesus.
我们知道耶稣的意思就把人拉出来。
We know that the name of Jesus is to save.
就是把神的百姓从罪恶当中救出来的意思。
To save the people out of their sin.
那么当时叫耶稣的不是一个耶稣啊，很多很多耶稣。
In that time, a lot of people named themselves Jesus.
那么圣经里就讲过有几个的。
In the Bible, there are a few Jesus.
有个叫耶稣的。
There's called Jesus.
其实就是耶稣。
That actually is Jesus.
还有个叫巴耶稣的。
It's a 巴耶稣。
巴耶稣他的爸爸就是。
Called Jesus. It's same thing, Jesus.
就耶稣是个很常见的名字。
So the name Jesus is very popular that time.
那么什么是基督呢？
So what is Christ?
基督呢是一个职分。
Christ is a position.
那么耶稣是个名字。
Jesus is the name.
基督是他的工作。
Christ is his work.
啊，基督是什么呢？在旧约里面，在犹太人的希伯来语叫做米赛亚。
Christ in the name, Christ in Old Testament, that means Messiah.
好，进入到这个沉闷的地方了，大家不要睡觉啊。
So do not close your eyes. Yeah.
米赛亚什么意思呢？
What mean?Messiah.
有人肯定知道弥赛亚什么意思。
Some people know what's the meaning of Messiah.
弥赛亚什么意思？谁知道？
Who knows the meaning of Messiah?
有说救世主的。
It said Lord the Savior.
就是受膏者哈。
It's anointed one.
受膏者，救世主是我们根据他的意思，我们中文给他加上来的。
This is the Chinese called the Lord Savior.
什么叫受膏者呢？就是一些重要的人。
What's that mean, anointed one?
在他们开始工作的时候呢？
In that time, most important people, when they start their work,
因为是神委托他们做工的。
Because it's God commanded them to work.
那么人委托人做工很简单了，对吧？我们都知道的。
If man tell man to work, it's easy.
就是当委任你去某个地方出任一个重要职务的时候。
If the man tell you what you need to do in a very important position.
那可能一个组织部的人会跟着你一起去宣布。
Maybe an organization or office and have a letter and give the declaration.
那么神的仆人开始工作是这样的。
When the servant of God started the work.
就有一个油从头上浇下来。
There's oil poured from the top of head.
就像旧约里面那个撒母耳。
Just as in the Old Testament.
他高过两个王，对吧？
Samuel anointed two kings.
一个扫罗王，一个大卫王。
The first king he anointed was King Saul. The second is King David.
所以他把那油浇在他们头上。
He poured the oil on their heads.
在一个容器里面是个角，把它浇在。浇在这个人的头上。
It's a horn, and it's a horn contains the oil he poured on their heads.
那么什么人受膏就开始神的工作呢？
What kind of person can be anointed?
有王，行政的头。
Including the king.
And 先知。
Prophets.
先知是讲神的话的。
Prophets is the person who tell the words of God.
还有祭司。
And a priest.
祭司是把人带到神的面前的。
Priest is bring people come to the Lord.
所以王是行政的哈。
King is in charge of the country.
那么先知是把神的话带下来，让人明白的。
Prophet is bring the word to God, and so the man can understand.
祭司是把人百姓带到神面前的。
Priest is bring the people back to the Lord.
那么这三种人都叫基督。
Those three group of people all called Christ.
那么耶稣基督有什么特别呢？
So what's different, Jesus Christ?
因为在犹太人的传统里面，他们盼望有那一个基督的到来。
Because among Jewish tradition, they are waiting for the Messiah to come.
摩西预言过。
Moses had prophecies.
大卫预言过。
David prophesied.
很多预言都表明有这样一位基督，那个基督要来拯救以色列。
Many prophesied that Jesus will come to save his people.
不再拯救以色列，还要做全世界全地的王。
Not only to save Israelites, but save the entire human being, the group of the human being.
那么耶稣他来到地上。
When Jesus come on the earth,
他按照父神的安排。
He's coming according to the will of God, Father.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from the death.
所以在使徒行传当中。
That's why in the book of Acts.
Peter 在第一次，彼得在第一次传福音的时候。
When Peter first preached the gospel.
他说你们把那钉在十字架上的耶稣。
Peter said, you put Jesus on the cross.
神已经立他为主，为基督了。
God has raised him up to be the Christ.
所以一般的那些基督啊，他们是受膏的。
The other Christ was anointed one.
耶稣是从死里复活成为基督的。
But this Jesus was resurrected from the death, became Christ.
等一下我们再讲为什么要死里复活。
Later on I'm going to explain what is the resurrection.
所以基督从死里复活，耶稣从死里复活，被立为主。为主，为基督。
When Jesus resurrected from the dead, he anointed to be the Lord, to be the Christ.
所以我们今天要说，耶稣基督，基督耶稣。
That's why today we say Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus.
都是一样的。
It's the same.
最准确的应该是叫主耶稣基督。
The most accurate should be the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们福音的核心。
That is the center of our gospel.
所以神的儿子他从死里复活成为基督。
Therefore, when the Son of God resurrected from the death, he became Christ.
按照刚才我们说，根据那个意思，他成为我们的救世主。
And according to the meaning, he became the savior of us.
其实我们要知道的哈。
Actually, we need to know.
他是神的儿子呀。
He is the Son of God.
神的儿子的意思就是神。
What's that mean, Son of God? That means God.
神不需要从死里复活的。
God does not need to be resurrected from death.
神本身是生命啊。
God himself is alive.
那为什么要从死里复活？
Why he need to be resurrected from death?
这是父神的旨意，父神的安排。
This is the will of God the Father.
唯有从这样的经历里面，我们才能够得救。
Only through this experience we can be saved.
所以这是。我们福音的来源是哪里？来源于父神的计划。
That's why the source of the gospel is from the plan or from the will of God.
他不应该做的事情，他做了。
If he did something he shouldn't to do.
所以我们应该做的事情，我们不用做了。
Something that we should to do, we do not need to.
他不应该死，他死了。
He shouldn't die, but he died.
我们应该死的，我们不用死了。
We should die, but we don't have to.
这不是我们应该得到的。
This is not we deserve for it.
这叫什么呢？
What's that for?
白白给你的是什么？
This is called for free.
恩典，对吧？
What's that called?
恩典，我们不该得的，我们得到了。
It's called grace. That means we not deserve it.
所以保罗成为使徒是在神的计划里面的恩典。
That's when Paul became the apostle, it's part of God's plan.
所以他这里面第二节就说到，他跟同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的众教会。
In the verse 2, he said, and all the brothers and the sisters with me.
任何一个做神工的弟兄，
anyone who works for the Lord,
尽管他不是由众人推举出来的，
even though he may not be recommended by a group of people,
但一定会有跟他同在做同工的弟兄们的印证。
But he must have a seal or a testify or testimony among the many brothers.
所以我们圣经里看到神的仆人没有孤家寡人的。
And you see in the Bible, if you are the worker of God, you are not alone.
都是弟兄们一同来服侍的。
You're not a work alone, you're working with a group of brothers.
因为神的恩典就是给我们这样聚在一起的弟兄姐妹的。
Because God's grace is called us to gather together to serve him.
给我们教会的。
Give the church to us.
但是呢，恩典也同时给所有在地上的人的。
But this grace is also given to every single person on earth.
第三节说到恩惠平安，这个恩惠呢，就是恩典的意思。
In verse 3 mentioned grace and peace.
要归于所有。
To you from God.
归于你们。
And to you, to the church.
如果我们看这段圣经的时候呢？
When we read this passage.
其实整个第四节。
Actually, the entire four verse
是作为一个叫什么呀？状语是连在耶稣基督后面的。
It is adverb to after the name of Jesus.
其实是介绍了耶稣他干了什么。
It's introduced what Jesus has done.
我们中文看不太出来，我们的语法不一样。
Because in Chinese we have a different grammar, we can't really see.
这里说从父神与我们的主耶稣基督。
Here said, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
那说这说的这个基督是什么样的基督呢？
He said, what kind of Jesus Christ?
就是照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶世代的耶稣基督。
Who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
所以这一句话实际上就讲到了耶稣的工作。
Actually, this here explains the work of Jesus.
同时就是福音的内容了。
It's also the content of the gospel.
就是刚才我们提到的，按照父神的计划。
Just we mentioned that according to God's plan.
耶稣为我们的罪，耶稣基督为我们的罪舍己。
Jesus Christ himself, he gave himself for our sins.
要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
To rescue us from the present evil age.
所以不是单单救我们脱离罪哈。
Not just rescue us from the sin.
这个世代指的是什么呢？
What's that mean, the present age?
就是我们现在我们活着的这个世代。
It's the world we're living now.
也是保罗活着那个世代。
It's the same time when Paul lived on the earth.
一直到我们刚才唱诗歌的时候，主来的时候，主再来的时候。
Until the time when our Lord come back again.
这什么意思呢？
What's that mean?
就是耶稣救我们啊，不是说你信了主耶稣，你得救了就好了。
Not that, because Jesus saved us, we are saved. That's it.
如果我们活到主再来，我们活过了这个世代。
If we live until the Lord's second coming.
如果没有活到，我们活了自己的一生。
If we did not reach that point and we have our entire life.
那在我们这个所有我们活着的这个地上的日子当中，他都救我们脱离。
During that period we live on the earth, that lifespan, we are rescued by Jesus.
这是包括我们的生活在里面的。
That's including our everyday life.
说信主不是信完之后就没事了。
Believing in Jesus is not that we just believe in him.
我们可以任意而为了，不是的。
We can do everything we want. It's not that.
他一直要救我们，在我们的生活当中带领我们。
He rescues us in day-to-day life.
好，这是基本上是第一部分哈。
This is the first part.
我加快点速度。下面讲到使徒的责备。
Then we're talking about the apostle's rebuke.
保罗说了，我是使徒。
Paul said, I am apostle.
你们为什么，就是我稀奇你们为什么这么快就离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
He said, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ.
英文的这个字呢，这个就比较严重了。
In English, it's a little bit severe.
就非常非常的奇怪啊。
A very, very surprised.
就你们怎么可能就这么快？
How could we turn so quickly?
你就离开了，离开了，这借着基督之恩招你们的。
Deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ.
谁招你们的？
Who called you?
是神呐。
It's God.
是父神招你们的。
It's God, the Father.
所以你们这么快你们就离开父神了。
You are so quickly left the Father.
所以这也是加拉太书的另外一个特点。
It's another, you know, that's another important point.
保罗好像特别的激动。
Paul is looked like a very excited.
说迫不及待就把这个批评的话就说出来了。
He urged to tell them.
如果我们比较哥林多前书跟加拉太书的话，
If we compare the book of Corinthians,
在哥林多前书里面，他先夸了那里你们还是不错的。
In the book of Corinthians, he always praised them.
但是你们中间有各种各样的问题。
He said they're good, but among you still have many problems.
这里的话就直接就说你们为什么就是这样做呢？
But here, Paul directly pointed out why you are so quickly deserting the one.
其实如果我们今天看这两个教会啊，
If today we see these two different churches,
我们不一定有保罗的想法。
We might do not have the same thinking of Paul.
哥林多教会有什么问题呢？
What's the problems in the church of Corinthia?
那里好像乱糟糟的。
Corinthia looks like a very messy.
那里有犯罪的。
Corinthian church have many people who are sent.
有属肉体的。
And live in the flesh.
干什么的都有。
And they did everything in their own eyes.
那么这个加拉太教会不一样啊。
But the church in Galatia is different.
其实从表面看起来是蛮不错的。
On the surface, appeared they are not bad.
弟兄们都很有追求的。
All those brothers quite, you know, pursuing the Lord.
都愿意来追求神。
Willing to pursue the Lord.
他们唯一错了在哪里呢？
Only thing, one thing they are wrong.
他们就是说在信耶稣基础上还要加上守律法。
The only thing wrong they did is not saved by grace alone is not enough. They have to add the law on it.
所以我们说这个也没什么大问题吧，看起来不错嘛。
Well, it looks like it's not should be a big deal.
那么保罗对待哥林多教会说，他是温柔体贴爱护的心情来跟他们讲。
When Paul wrote the letters to Corinthians and he has a very gentle and softer heart with love.
那么这里不一样，保罗很严肃地说你们错了。
But here, Paul is very different. Paul was very serious.
所以这里不是说哥林多教会那问题不严重。
It's not mean that the problems in the church of Corinthian is not important.
而是说加拉太教会的问题更严重。
But the problem in the church of Galatia is more important.
尽管表面看起来不错。
Even though appeared on the surface are not bad.
但如果是福音的根基错了。
If the foundation of the gospel is wrong,
他们将来就会落到从恩典中堕落。
In the future, they will fallen from the grace.
那么哥林多教会，它毕竟还是在生命的里面，它有个慢慢成长的过程。
Corinthians and they are still slowly growing in the body of Christ.
这里保罗说你们走偏了，加拉太教会的。
But here in the church of Galatia, Paul said you are wrong, you are off the road.
那么这里说别的福音，
He said he mentioned about other gospel.
这个别这个字在原文里面讲是完全不同的。
In the word, it actually means totally different.
就是属于不同一个种类的。
It's different kind of gospel.
就是虽然那不是福音呐。
That is not gospel.
不过是有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Because there are some who are troubled you.And try to pervert the gospel.
福音是什么？
What is gospel?
福音是父神的安排。
Gospel is the plan of God, the Father.
是神的旨意。
It's the will of God.
什么叫福音？
What is gospel?
福音就是好消息的意思。
Gospel is the good news.
那么就关于神国的好消息。
It's about the good news of the kingdom of God.
那么福音就是神预先安排好了。
Gospel is God prepared ahead.
让他的儿子来到地上。
That sent his only begotten son come on the earth.
为代替我们人的罪。
He died in our place.
替我们死在十字架上。
He himself died on the cross.
然后他又从死里复活。
Then he resurrected from the dead.
他如今升天在天上。
He is ascended and he is sitting beside the right hand of God.
他还要再来。
He will come back again.
这个是福音。
That is gospel.
所以我们看到在福音里面。
That's why we see in the gospel.
没有我们人一点一点的工作。
There's no man's work at all.
没有一点的。
Not even little.
那么在犹太人的心目当中。
But in the heart of the Jews.
包括保罗在信主之前。
Even when Paul was converted,
我们也都一样的。
We're same.
我们都觉得我们应该做一点事情，然后才能讨神的喜欢，我们才能够得救。
We're same. We always want to try to do something to please God, then we can be saved.
所以做好事靠行为的方法是人的根本的里面的基本的思想。
In our heart, there is always a thinking or percept.That we have to do a good work or do something good to gain this salvation.
那么这里说了很清楚了。
But here is very clear.
因为我们人不能够救自己的。
Man cannot save ourselves.
那么在加拉太书接后不久写的罗马书的时候。
After the book of Galatians, Paul wrote the book of Romans.
包括这里面讲到律法的功用的时候。
He mentioned about the function of the law.
律法是什么？
What is the law?
律法就是靠自己的行为。
Law is about your action.
用我们的行为来满足，好像来神的要求。
Your action, doing to satisfy the God.
就像世上的规定，我们应该做什么，不应该做什么。
Just as the rule on this world.
那么律法的功用是什么？
What's the function of the law then?
那么律法的一个重要的功用就是让我们看到我们每一个人都守不住律法。
The most important function of the law is tell us, as a human being, we cannot keep the law and do as the law said.
我们不提主耶稣那个非常高的要求。
We don't want to mention the high standard made by Jesus Christ.
比如说
Just as,
心里恨人就是杀人。
Just as Jesus said, if you hate somebody in your heart, you're already murder.
就说我们今天吧。
Just as today.
那么我们外面开车都有一个限速，对吧？
We are driving, so there's a limit for the speed.
哪一个人开车没超过速？
Anyone of you never, you know, speed?
一点都没有，我从来都是按照限速下面开的。
You never speed.At all, and always do the right.
就是那个校园里面规定那个每小时五英里的那个速度，我都遵守了。
Even in the school zone, and you have to do 5 miles per hour, you still did it.
当没有这个限速规定的时候。
But when there's no requirement to keep your speed.
我们觉得我开多少都没问题啊，因为没有规定吗？
If there's no regulation, no matter how fast you drive, have no problem.
一旦这个限速的那个牌儿立在那里。
But when the sign of the limit of the speed standing there.
在这个法律的面前，我们都是罪人。
In that city law, we are sinners. We are criminals.
我们可以说大家都这样吗？
We can see everybody.
是，大家都这样，就都是罪人。
Then we are all sins against the city law.
所以在律法下面，没有一个人可以靠自己的行为说我是好的。
So same thing under the law, no one can say we are good.
哪一个没撒过谎
？Who has not lied?
对吧？
Right?
所以律法是让我们看到我们都是罪人。
The law is just to show us we are all sinners.
而且你是罪人，我也是罪人。
You are a sinner, I'm a sinner too.
不然，如果我不是罪人，你犯罪了，我替你死是可以的。
If I'm not sinner, I can die for you if you're a sinner.
每个人都在水里面快要被淹死了。
We all like the person and struggle in the water.
没有一个人能够救别人。
Nobody can save others.
所以神的儿子耶稣来到地上。
That's why the Son of God, Jesus, came on the earth.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以他没有犯罪。
He has no sin.
包括审判他的那些罗马人。
Including the one who judged him, the Romans.
犹太人。
The Jews,
没有发现他有任何的罪
they did not find anything,
把他处死的唯一的证据唯一的这个唯一就是因为他说他是神
they crucified because he said himself he is God
那他真的是神
but he is God
所以只有他才能替我们这些人死
so only he can die for us
因为他是神他从神那里来的来解决我们人跟神这两方面之间的问题
Because he is God, he came from God. He's the only one can solve the problem between human being and God.
我们不一样，我们是今天的中国人。
We're different. Today, most people here are Chinese.
保罗不一样啊。
Paul is different.
保罗是犹太人啊。
Paul is a Jew.
他对旧约的圣经熟悉的不得了。
He knows the Moses law very well.
他盼望就是那个基督来。
He was zealous for the Lord's coming.
所以当他知道耶稣是基督的时候
So when he know that Jesus is Christ.
因为他一直认为耶稣不是基督
Because in his mind and Jesus was not Christ.
当他知道了耶稣是基督的时候旧约圣经在他脑子里面就打开了
When he knew that Jesus is Christ, the words, the scriptures were opened in his mind.
他马上就看到了
He had a vision.
马上就看到了那旧约里面杀的那个成千上万的牛和羊的血。
He actually had a vision that all the animals killed for the sacrifice of the sin.
那只能遮盖人的罪。
Only can cover man's sin temporarily.
遮盖不是洗净了。
Only can cover it, not to wash off.
所以大祭司每年一次要进到圣殿里面去。来献祭。
That's why in the Old Testament, the high priest once a year go to the most high place and offer atonement.
所以他就看到了耶稣基督，基督在十字架上死了。
So Paul had a vision that Jesus crucified on the cross.
当斯蒂凡死的时候说基督在天上。
When Stephen was stoned, Stephen said Jesus is in heaven.
保罗当时不相信的。
Paul, that time, Paul was not believed.
当神给他启示看到了耶稣就是基督的时候
when God opened Paul's eye,
那么圣经打开了
the words, the scripture were opened to him.
他看到了，看到了亚伯拉罕
He saw the vision, he had vision.
看到了亚伯拉罕的那个子孙
He saw Abraham, he see the son of Abraham.
他看到了亚伯拉罕因信称义
He saw Abraham was justified by faith.
他也看到了那么看到了旧约里面说的。
He also saw a lot, you know, written in the Old Testament.
义人必因信得生。
That righteous live by the faith.
这在神面前活着的人是什么呀？是相信神的人。
So for people who live before the Lord is the one who are believers.
人都要死的。
Everyone will die.
在自己的日子过去都死了。
And people all will die.
为什么这里说义人因信而活着呢
？Why here it said the righteous will live by faith?
因为他们信耶稣替他们死了，他们就得到了永生，他们永远活着。
Because they believe that Jesus died in their place, and that's why they can live.
他就看到了我们能够得救，必须是靠着我们的信心来到神的面前。
He saw that to be saved, the salvation.We have to come to the Lord.
那么在这个恩典的福音里面，没有我们一点人的功劳。
In this gospel of the grace, there's nothing did by man.
所以他接着就说。
That's why he said.
说，我已经把这样的福音传给你们了。
He said, I have already preached this gospel to you.
那么如果别人，哪怕是我们，或者是天使。
He said, if other than one who preached to you, even an angel from heaven,
他们这样做的话，他们就应该被咒诅的。
If they preach a different gospel to you, let him be cursed.
这是很重的一句话了。
It's a very serious word.
然后他又重复了一遍。
he repeated.
说有人传福音给你们呀。
If somebody preached to you the gospel,
跟我们当初传的这个纯正的福音不同的话。
It's different from the gospel we preached to you.
他的工作呀，他做那些事情啊，是白白的做了。
What they did is in vain.
被闲置了。
It's just idle.
一点用处都没有。
It's useless.
那是一个非常可怕的境况。
This is a very terrible situation.
这是应当被咒诅的意思。
That should be cursed.
为什么？
Why?
因为整个恩典的福音里面不能够加上我们人的一点一点。
Because the entire gospel of the grace is no work by man at all.
不要以为这是保罗当时的事情。
Do not think just these problems among the time when Paul was on the earth.
你今天都会碰到的。
Today you will probably have the same thing.
因为但凡你要把人的功劳摆在里面的时候，
If anything, man's work mixed with God's gospel.
如果我们信耶稣，同时加上我们行律法，做好事得救。
If we were saved by the grace of God, but we need add on some law,
这说明什么呢？说明耶稣白死了。
That means Jesus died for nothing.
他的血不能替我们赎罪。
That means his blood did not shed for our sin.
这就是我们不承认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That means we do not confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
这就是不信。
It's non-believer.
这就是为什么保罗那么严肃地对待加拉太的教会的这个问题。
That's why Paul was very seriously pointed this.To Galatians.
今天我们还会碰到的。
Today we may have the same.
有人会跟你说呀，耶稣是最大的先知。
Sometimes you may met people said Jesus is the most great prophet.
但他不是神。
But he's not God.
这是耶和华见证人。
That's the witness of Jehovah.
你还会碰到有人跟你说。
You will met somebody say to you.
信耶稣很好。
Believing Jesus is good.
但是你还要行律法。
But you have to keep the law of Moses.
这是摩门教。
This is a Mormon.
还有一些。
Have another's.
说耶稣基督，耶稣在地上的时候也说让我们遵守律法。
They will tell you, when Jesus was on earth, he tell us to keep the law.
他说他来不是为了废掉律法，而是为了成全律法。
Jesus said he come is not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
所以我们要遵守律法。
That's why we have to keep the law.
神的十诫是好的，神的十条诫命是好的。
Oh, the Ten Commandments of God is good.
我们都要遵守。
We have to keep it.
不遵守不能得救。
If you do not keep the Ten Commandments, you cannot be saved.
这些东西我们都不陌生的。
You know, you probably not, you probably know these things.
但是，圣经的话明确告诉我们。
But the word from the Bible clearly tells us.
我们得救是因为我们信。
We are saved by the faith.
我们靠信入门，难道还靠行为来成全吗？
We cannot depend and to earn the salvation.
任何一个加在我们相信耶稣。这个上面之上的都是让我们从恩典当中堕落。
Anything add on and beyond the grace of God is to pull us and fall from the grace.
今天不可能讲太细，我们日后在其他章节中肯定会讲到这些事情来。
I cannot share with you too much details, but in the future, we will share more with you.
太多了，所有的不认为耶稣是神儿子的。
They do not confess Jesus is the Son of God.
结果必然导致我们要靠行为得救。
The result will be depend on their actions.
明白吗？这个意思哈？因为他不是神的儿子。
Because they do not believe Jesus is Son of God.
所以我们必须要做好事才能得救。
That's why they have to do something to gain this salvation.
因为他的死没有效果了。
Because the death of Jesus has nothing.
甚至于他的死。也不能，他刚的仅有他的死也不能救我们。
Until the point, even though Jesus died on the cross, it's not enough to save us.
耶稣是一个伟大的人。
Jesus is a great person.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
替我们死在十字架上。
He died on the cross in our place.
所以我们要向他学习。
That's why we have to study from him.
我们做耶稣这样的好人。
We can be a good person as
Jesus. 他是我们的好榜样。
He's our good example.
能救我们吗？
Can that save us? No, this cannot save us.
他必须要从死里复活。
He had to resurrect it from death.
证明他是神的儿子。
To prove that he is son of God.
他的死才有功效。
Then his death has a meaning.
所以最后讲到了。
The last part.
保罗是基督的仆人。
Paul is the servant of God.
他是基督的使徒。
He is apostle of Christ.
所以他说我不需要讨人的喜欢。
He said, I do not to pleasing man, people.
因为那个时候有人说保罗为了讨外邦人的喜欢。
Because they said,Paul tried to approval from the Gentiles.
所以他说外邦人只要信耶稣就不用守律法。
That's why Paul said, if you are Gentiles believer, you do not need to keep the law.
保罗说不。
Paul said no.
我不是讨人的喜欢。
I'm not trying to pleasing people.
我不是讨外邦人的喜欢。
Not to pleasing the Gentiles believer.
我更不是为了讨耶路撒冷的那些。大弟兄们的喜欢。
Not to pleasing the big, great brothers in Jerusalem.
我不是为了讨人喜欢，传守律法或者不传守律法。
I'm preaching this, not keeping the law is not to pleasing the man.
保罗要传的就是神的真正的福音，一点都不能更改的福音。
Paul preached is a true and pure gospel that's truly from God, cannot be changed at all.
保罗说。
Paul said.
如果我还是要讨人的喜欢的话
If I want to please man,
我不需要传什么守律法不守律法
I do not have to preach to keep the law or not.
我只要回到我过去的光景里面
I can just back to my old life.
我原来在犹太教当中我是在同辈人当中最有追求的
I was a Judaism and I'm among them I'm the best.
保罗在那里是有地位的人
Paul has a very high position among Judaism.
他可以拿到大祭司的文书到各处去抓人。
He can get a letter from the high priest.
他是年轻人当中的佼佼之辈。
He is the best among his age.
为什么要讨人的喜欢
？Why he has to please people?
今天他不讨人的喜欢，是因为他要讨神的喜欢。
Because today he, that time he did not want pleasing man, but he want to pleasing God.
就是传神真正的福音。
Only preach the gospel of God.
不管人喜欢不喜欢。
No matter man likes or not.
这是神的话，神说的就是是。
That's the word of God. When God said so, it's yes.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.